I'm so tired from questions about our conditions and how they are treating us in this remote prison.
That's Behrouz Buchani. He's a Kurdish refugee who fled Iran and is currently detained on Manus Island, one of Australia's two controversial offshore detention centres. In April, a Supreme Court ruling found the detention centre to be unconstitutional and ordered it shut down. But 8 months later, more than 900 refugees are still languishing there and morale is low.
It's hard for me to talk about facilities. These issues are not too important. The important thing is that we are in prison without any crime. We have been under systematic torture for 4 years.
Last month, Buchani was hopeful after the Obama administration agreed to a one-time deal to resettle eligible refugees from Manus Island and Nauru in the US. However, the deal only covers those who pass the US vetting process, which can take as long as 2 years to complete. And details are scant about what would qualify an individual for refugee status, but families will reportedly get priority. The deal was a major victory for the Australian Liberal Party, long critical of Labor's immigration policies that they say were responsible for the 1,200 refugees who died at sea trying to reach Australian shores during their tenure.
So I can now confirm that the government has reached a further third country resettlement arrangement for refugees presently in the regional processing centres. The agreement is with the United States. It is a one-off agreement. It will not be repeated. It is only available to those currently in the regional processing centres. It will not be available to any persons who seek to reach Australia in the future.
But according to Buchani, tensions on the island have reached a new peak since Donald Trump was elected as the next US president.
I have never seen the people in Manus prison like this before. People are so worried about their future and scared about when the new president of America will take office next month. The government didn't tell us any details and we don't know what will happen to us.
Dr. Jonathan Boghase, an adjunct associate professor at the University of Sydney and a Southeast Asian conflict expert, says even if the agreement is upheld, he doubts its effectiveness.
I think it will be another attempt at maybe getting a handful of refugees over there, but it is not a solution.
Despite years of processing refugees on Manus Island and Nauru, only 24 men have been resettled in Papua New Guinea and just another two in Cambodia, with the remainder being offered up to $20,000 to return to their home countries where they fear persecution. Many view Australia's attempts at third country resettlement a failure. Now, patience is running thin for the people still lingering in the squalid immigration camps. Charlotte Chomp worked at Manus Island as a claims assistant when a similar period of tension resulted in an outbreak of violence. She says she'll never forget the day that 23-year-old Kurdish refugee Reza Barati was killed.
They didn't tell us that there was a riot. They didn't tell us that, you know, how many people were injured. All they told us was somebody had been killed, and that's all. Even the next morning when I went out downstairs, there were piles and piles of bloodied mattresses where they had brought the people in to be treated. There was blood all over the concrete. There was bloodied blankets everywhere that had been left from the guys that they had been treating during the night of that riot. I mean, one of the doctors said it was like a war zone. There were so many guys, such terrible injuries.
Barati's death was a wake-up call for Australians about the plight of the hundreds of refugees on Manus Island. Chomp is in touch with people still working there and fears a climate conducive to more violence is growing.
It's still so uncertain. And I think given they've been disappointed so many times. Also, I've heard from a colleague, they're just worn down, broken men. Maybe they've just kind of resigned to their fate almost.
According to Behrouz, the Australian government has turned a blind eye to the Papua New Guinea Supreme Court's finding that detaining asylum seekers on Manus Island is unconstitutional. But this, he says, is not the only inequity.
The worst injustice is that we are in prison without any crime. We came to Australia legally under international law, and they exiled us here by force. They have treated us like criminals, and there is not any justice for us.
While morale is low and skepticism high, for many, the US deal presents an opportunity for Australia to abide by its obligations under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. But with just weeks to go before the Trump administration takes the helm in Washington, for Nauru and Manus Island refugees, the likelihood of asylum in the US looks increasingly slim. Georgia Clark, FSRN, Sydney.